Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Just take a look at the weather. If you're not able to look outside, it's really sunny out, and it looks really nice, and it's why we go through all we go through. That's why we do it. You can reach the show, by the way, by sending an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. You can also go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment, then follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because... by the way, do you want an update on the score? I can give you an update on the score if you want.
Oh, no.
Yeah, 4-2 Dodgers. Just to let you know, 4-2.
Excellent. David, I like the way you speak.
That's right. I think RoboPaul's in the other room doing a recording or something. So it probably dawned on me to tell you that. A couple things to cover. These are the important things. I found this out. I'm not sure if I should be upset about this or not. So when I tell you this story, you can get mad or you can not get mad. I'm just not sure how I feel about the story. So I'm kind of working through it. And it has to do, I don't know where my story go.
Does it involve Harry Reid?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Here's the story that I wanted to share. Regarding this shutdown, I'll tell you why they got to end not just the shutdown, but the requirement of Obamacare until they figure it out. I'm that guy that's like going, hey, you got to delay this until you figure it out. In this case, I'm going to say I agree with Bill O'Reilly. You're not going to get rid of it, but at least give people a chance to figure it out and see what's going to work and see if they want to pay the penalty or not. But this is a big problem right here. Tuesday, Fox 28 talked with the owners of Bonnie Doone. You know what Bonnie Doone is? It's an ice cream plant, Bonnie Doone ice cream, okay? And the problem is Bonnie Doone ice cream plant is closing down because they have anticipated the costs of the Obamacare and do not believe that they can sufficiently maintain their particular plant, and they have to shut the plant down. Because they can't afford to participate in the process they're being required to participate in.
This is going to happen to a lot of businesses.
That's true, but not a lot of businesses are ice creams. So an ice cream business. See, now you're getting close. See, as soon as you know the fringe businesses where nobody's really thinking much about it. You know, like they're making, I don't know, springs for microphones in studios.
So suddenly. People have relationship troubles, they get depressed, and there's no ice cream.
There's no outlet. You're going to have more depressed Americans because Bonnie Doone, they're closing a plant. That means you can't get vanilla ice cream or chocolate ice cream when you need it. There's not a person on the planet that doesn't understand.
They better not be the maker of Bon Bon.
Well, I mean, who doesn't know that when it's really bad, you want to make it better? Go have an ice cream. You'll feel better. You'll feel right as rain. You know, just like in The Matrix. Right? Eat that cookie. Then you're going to feel right as rain. You can walk out that door and you won't remember a thing. See, that's what happens. You have ice cream, you forget. And so I'm very concerned about that. That does bother me. That's one of those things. I don't like that. Here's another story that I think is really important, though. The shutdown is going to be just in time for Michelle Obama's garden because she has a garden. I don't know. Did you know she has a garden? She has a garden. It's about 1,500 square feet. And apparently because of the shutdown, this is exactly what they're saying. It's because of the shutdown, she's not tending her garden. Wait, what? See, she's not tending her garden because of the shutdown. She's going to be on extreme weight, fat, elimination, whatever reality show, but she does not have time to water the tomatoes. Or to check on the carrots or the onions. Here's my response to that. I just feel strongly in my heart, I do, that they probably could water it. She could work it and she could garden it if she wanted to. But it turns out that because of Republican tyranny, the garden is in shambles. Yeah. And I have a bridge that's for sale in case anybody has an interest in purchasing a bridge. I have one. Here's a big story that's coming out that I don't know if you really want to. I don't know. Should I tell you this story? All right. I'll tell you this story. New Jersey School District, in regards to soccer games, I know that everybody wants to know what's going on. They first, a Long Island middle school banned regular hard soccer balls. You can only play soccer with Nerf balls. And now New Jersey has gone to a whole new level for soccer games. You ready for the soccer game story of the week? Here we go. New Jersey School District is mandating that anybody that plays soccer must wear helmets. You cannot play soccer unless you wear a helmet. What happened to us as a nation? What happened? I used to ride my bike in Southfield, Michigan to Birmingham, Michigan, which is 17 miles away, going through major intersections, crossing at the crosswalk, sometimes properly, sometimes not. We didn't have helmets. We didn't have anything like that. And yet somehow, miraculously, I survived. I, of course, being the only one of my species to survive, riding a Stingray bicycle in Southfield, Michigan. And now, if you play soccer, which, by the way, back then we didn't think much of soccer. Now soccer is a little cooler because the play is better. It's more intense. Now you have to wear a helmet. You got to wear a helmet to play soccer. So you know what's coming, don't you, ladies and gentlemen? You know what's coming, right? Have you ever gone to recess? Have you ever been to recess, kid? You can't play tag at certain schools now. I think what they're about to do in the United States of America is they're about to bubble boy and bubble girl every child when they go to recess. A, to avoid lawsuits, which tells you what we got to do with that. And B, it just tells you how ridiculous this is. We're going to bubble boy everybody. You know what we got to do, kids? Wrap you in bubble. Because if we don't wrap you in bubble, you might fall and skin your knee. And then we'll have to call an ambulance and have the lawyers come in and check on it. We'll put something on it, but then we'll sue the school for having cement. Nothing wrong with this country. Zero, right? Zero wrong. Okay. All right. Robo producer, do you want to take a break now and come back and do a DDD? Because that story just made me throw up in my mouth. So is that all right? Yeah? All right. Let's do this. We're going to take a break. I'm going to get some water because that's just incredible. And then when we come back, I'm going to give you a DDD that's on love. That many people have missed, one of the greatest love passages in the New Testament. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, let's talk love.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
When car shopping, if saving time and money are important to you, then you need to visit the all-new BobBaker.com. There's new vehicles, plus the best of the best used vehicles with pictures, prices, and all the info at BobBaker.com. That's BobBaker.com.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
Here's today's market update with KPRZ financial editor, certified financial planner Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Good afternoon. Here's today's Wall Street report. The U.S. Congress announced a deal to reopen the government and raise the borrowing limit. The Dow Jones average like that, up 205 points on the blue chip index to 15,373 today. The NASDAQ up 45 points to 3839 on the high techs, and the S&P up over 23 points at 1721. All three of the major indexes responding to the positive news out of Washington. I want to remind you, friends, if you don't have your own long-term investment and retirement plans in place, that's exactly the kind of work that I do for my clients each and every day. IRAs, rollovers, 401ks, and most importantly, inheritance and income planning. Call me for your private consultation with me. It's free. The number to call, 800-727-PLAN. That's the news for the day. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free consultation, 800-727-PLAN. Make sure to ask for my brand new book. It's called Retirement Rescue. Call me at 800-727-PLAN.
Have you ever used the excuse the devil made me do it? Well, you may be right. I'm Screwtape, demon extraordinaire and star of the Screwtape Letters, the wildly popular stage adaptation of the best-selling novel by C.S. Lewis. In it, I teach young Wormwood the art of temptation, a wickedly witty portrait of spiritual warfare and how demons like me influence your everyday life. But don't take my word for it. After all, why should you trust me? The Associated Press calls C.S. Lewis the Screwtape Letters devilishly funny. Lewis's insights still resonate. Christianity Today says it's a profound experience, and the National Review calls it pure genius. See C.S. Lewis the Screwtape Letters. Get your tickets today.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Is it like that? San Diego. I'm in a mood. Let me remind everybody, just because I want to remind everybody, listen, now this is, I'm going to take 1 minute to do this, so just take a deep breath. Got it? Okay. Bible League International. I just want to say just a couple seconds. Okay? They're putting Bibles in the hands of Christians who want the word but can't get the word. Okay? I don't care if it's a dollar or $5 or $10 or 50 cents. I don't care. I don't care if it's $3.50. I don't care. If you get a chance and you feel led, 1-800-YES-WORD, 1-800-YES-WORD is the phone number. 1-800-YES-WORD.com if you want more information. Help us put Bibles in people's hands who are brothers and sisters who are pleading with us to have more Bibles. Okay? I can support that all day long. There's no problem there. Okay, we got a couple things we got to cover. Let's see. It's a pretty intense DDD I want to do here. This is Matthew chapter 27, verse 50. And, you know, there's going to be some people that hear this and go, I don't agree with that. And here's my first response. I'm sorry. Not for what I'm going to teach. I'm sorry you don't agree with it. That's all there is to that. Matthew chapter 27, verse 15. That's very arrogant, Dave. Nope, that's just how I was raised. That's pretty Jewish Christian right there. Matthew 27, verse 50 says, Jesus shouted again with a loud voice and gave up his spirit. I'm telling you, people, this is a verse. For whatever reason, I'm not sure why, and then maybe it's one of the things we can work through. I'm not sure why, but this verse gets overlooked as one of the greatest verses on love ever. Jesus shouted again with a loud voice and gave up his spirit. When it says he gave up his spirit, he didn't quit. If you think, oh, Jesus quit. Okay, well, that's what happens when you read the Bible after somebody hits you in the head with a hammer. When it says he gave up, it's not him quitting. It was him yielding his life for our sake at that moment because he loved and loves us. You see, when it says Jesus shouted again with a loud voice and gave up his spirit, it was at that moment. You know, we talk about the crucifixion being crucial moments and the resurrection obviously being crucial because without the resurrection, there's no validation. But it is at this moment in Matthew chapter 27, verse 50, where Jesus shouted again with a loud voice and gave up his spirit. It's the giving up of his spirit, the yielding of his life. And I want you to catch this. He didn't fight to stay alive, to gurgle for one more breath. He gave up his life at that moment for our sake. It's such a powerful passage. Jesus shouted again with a loud voice and gave up his spirit. Not that he quit, but he yielded his life at that moment, knowing it was the sacrifice for us, for our sake, because he loved and loves us. It was that moment in the humanity, it was that moment that he knew he could. There's no doubt he could have tried to fight more, but in giving up himself, in giving up his spirit, it was the moment of the sacrifice. It was the moment of his propitiation for our sins. It was the moment where Jesus offered himself. Listen to what it says. Jesus shouted again and with a loud voice gave up his spirit. It's at this moment that Jesus offers himself as a living sacrifice to be crucified. At this moment, yielding to the onthrows of death. And he gives up his spirit right here. And he did it for our sake because he loved us and loves us. You getting that? He didn't just do it. He didn't just do, oh, I'm just doing this. I'm just being spiritual. Oh, I'm just doing this to show I'm a real true guy. He gave up his life at the moment for our sake. His life wasn't taken from him. I'm so sick of commentators making that stupid, ignorant, unlearned assessment. His life wasn't taken from him. Like the unspiritually and biblically uneducated claim. He wasn't a victim of the death penalty. He came to die. He was born to die. He was the sacrifice himself, and he knew it. In John 10:18, he says, "No one takes my life from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have the right to lay it down, and I have the right to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father." Nobody took Jesus' life. It doesn't matter from the secular point of view if there was a plot afoot because he was making gains. Jesus gave up his life. If you deny this passage, you deny the Bible. You just deny the truth. John 10:18, no one takes my life from me. What are you going to be a scholar to know what he's saying? No one takes my life from me, but I lay it down on my own. He gave up his spirit. He did it because not for the sake of quitting, but for the sake of yielding his life to be the ultimate sacrifice for our sake because he loved us and loves us. It wasn't taken from him. It wasn't, he got caught up in a process and they were trying to get rid of him. Jesus says it, I lay it down on my own. Not understanding this shows a lack of understanding regarding the gospel of Jesus Christ and the priority of heaven and eternal life that Jesus preached more about, wait, get this, than any other subject. He preached more about heaven and eternal life than any other subject, period. He preached about the poor a little less than he preached about sin and Satan. He preached about sin and Satan more than he preached about the poor, but he preached about heaven 5 times more than any other subject. He preached about eternal life 5 times more. It's numerical. There's nothing to it. You can take any kind of type of concordance online and type in the word evil, sin, poor, believe, faith, hope, eternal, heaven. And you'll find out in the Gospels and through the New Testament, eternal life in heaven far outweigh any other concept. Far outweigh any other kind. No comparison. Jesus did not make a misstep, and then they caught him, and oh my, he was the victim of their sneakiness. He laid down his life. He gave up his spirit because he loves us. He gave himself for us. No one takes my life from me, Jesus said, but I lay it down of my own. I have the right to lay it down, and I have the right to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. The Father gave him the commandment, the capacity to lay down his life. And in the moment of the deepest, deepest distress, which, by the way, the Greek word for that distress, instead of it being fearful, which is totally incorrect, is sad. And you just can't tell whether Jesus is sad because he's got to give up his life or sad because of the condition that we were in. That's what we don't know. But he gave up himself for us, to hold us, to keep us, to spend eternity with us. It wasn't taken. He gave it. If you can't tell the difference between taken and given, there's a problem. One of the greatest passages on love, Matthew chapter 27, verse 50. Jesus shouted again and with a loud voice and then gave up his spirit. Why? Because he loves us. Because he wants to hang out with us. Because he enjoys us. Because he desires to fellowship with us for all eternity. And to exclude that from the gospel is to put shame into the greatness of the message of God. And I don't go for that stuff. It's so powerful, ladies and gentlemen. He gave up his spirit because he loved us. What's better than that, right? You got me? With me? Cool. All right. I think I've gone way past break, by the way, just to let you know. Sorry. I'm so bad at breaks. Oh, well, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, who knows? Who knows?
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
This hour brought to you in part by Jason with Park Place Funding. Call him today and ask about his special for KPRZ listeners, 949-282-8428.
Did you know that the Earth was created only 6,000 years ago? Hi, my name is Tom Cantor, president of Scanabody's Laboratory and the Creation and Earth History Museum in Santee. I'd like to invite you to visit our new Age of the Earth exhibit, which provides scientific evidence that confirms the true historical count of the world. The Age of the Earth cave showcases rare minerals, scientific data with explanations demonstrating a young Earth biblical position from carbon 14, helium, argon, and other radioisotope data, all within an underground cavern, along with 10 compelling evidences for a young Earth. Come to the world's first creation museum, where scientific and historical observations make the Creator an unavoidable issue. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6, and admission is free. Call us at 619-599-1104, 619-599-1104, or visit us at creationsd.org.
No one in San Diego wants gophers, rats, or mice on their property. Then the question becomes, do you handle the problem with chemicals or find a natural solution? A government study proved that one nesting pair of barn owls can consume 2,000 gophers, rats, and mice per year, whether they nest in the city or the country. The Barn Owl Box is a green solution to San Diego's rodent problem. Working together, we can stop using poison outside. Poison doesn't control the rodent population in San Diego, but it does make owls very sick. And when their babies ingest poison, they die. Get an owlbox made from organic materials and gain real control over rodents on your property. This is an affordable, long-term, natural answer to your problem. Boxes start at just $350. Call Tom at 760-445-2023. Learn more online at barnowlboxes.com. 760-445-2023.
When we had a short list of the people we wanted to go out and interview, these people were threatened, and they actually pulled out and said, you know, we're not prepared to come out and tell our story because we know people are out there looking for us and they're quite prepared to do whatever it takes to harm us.
Right now, Christians in Africa are suffering deeply for their faith in ways you and I find hard to even imagine. Loss of home and family, threats of death, but you can give them hope. You can send the Bibles they long for. Let them know that when they call on you, you hear them and you answer. Right now, combined with the challenge grant already provided by Friends of Bible League, when you give $25, we will be able to send 10 Bibles. When you give $50, we'll be able to send 20. Call 1-800-YES-WORD. That's 1-800-937-9673. Or give online at 1-800-YES-WORD.com.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Man, that was a good DDD. I really like that one. Matthew chapter 27, verse 50. Jesus gave up his spirit. He didn't quit. He yielded it because he loved us, because he loves us. Nobody took it from him. He gave it up strictly to show us the level of his love and commitment to us. Awesome stuff right there. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friend Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing. What do you need to know if you got a roof issue? Do you need to know that they got 20 years of experience? Maybe. Do you need to know that they're with the BBB? Maybe. Licensed and bonded over 40 different classifications. Most of you and I, we don't even know what that means. Testimonials from people like you and I, that we get. Free estimates, that we get. No matter what it is in regards to new roof construction, old roof replacements, repairs, modifications, alterations, any kind of cosmetic thing, that we get. I mean, what do you got to know? You got to know the company is solid and they stand behind their work. That you got to know. And you got to know that the people that do the company, they're solid. That's what you got. That's it. 760-743-8803. 760-743-8803. You know you can go to ExcaliburRoofing.com to get additional information from them. You can just give them a call and talk to them. If you've got any kind of roof issue, I'm telling you, Eric is the guy. And that guy, he will be there no matter what until it gets done right. And that's what you like. Okay? Cool. All right, we've got a couple of bizarre stories that I do want to run your way. But before we get to the bizarre stories, I've got the top five quotes from various people for overcoming obstacles. The top five quotes. Now, these are not biblical quotes. They are just quotes from people who have done things in life, who have some level of success and so on and so forth. And I thought they were – it's fascinating because it's always fascinating for me to read that. It's never does anything like this ever come to the level of Scripture. But I still find it interesting to read and to learn and to grow around it. So here's the top five. You want to write that down? You might want to write that down. Top five quotes for overcoming. Ready? Do I have to tell who the person is or can I just give the quote? No? Yeah? Okay. Ready? First quote. Sometimes adversity is what you need to face in order to become successful. Huh. Sometimes adversity is what you need to face in order to become successful. I think what they're saying there is when you never have any obstacles and everything is easy and there's no adversity, it doesn't feel much like success. It might feel like luck. I'm not sure it feels like success. Quote number two, the greater the obstacle, the more glory in overcoming it. I like that. That's good. It's got the word glory in it, so I like it. Okay. this one I will tell you, it's Thomas Edison's. I got to tell you that. He says, I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work. That's great. I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work. That's the right attitude. The last one's my best one, but here's the next one. You must make a decision that you are going to move on. It won't happen automatically. You will have to rise up and say, I don't care how hard this is. I don't care how disappointed I am. I'm not going to let this get the best of me. I'm moving on with my life. That's a great quote, right? Here's my favorite. You ready for my favorite quote for overcoming? Here's my top. I don't need it. Do you want to do it? You can do a drum roll. That's fine. Drum roll? Yeah? Fine. Okay. Top quote for me for overcoming. Go ahead. Ready? Drum roll. And wow, is that loud? It's like the drum is in my ear. Just to tell you that there. Listen to this quote. I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I've failed over and over and over again in my life. And that is why I succeed.
Yes!
How good is that? That's a pretty good one, huh? All right, we're going to break early because I know we're kind of trying to squeeze all the time things together because I'm so bad at this. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we got a DDD and a story about Oreos and cocaine.
Don't be afraid to try the greatest sport around.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
For the month of October, Zero Res will pre-treat, sanitize, and clean three rooms for only $129. Call Zero Res at 858-486-4100 or go to ZeroResSanDiego.com.
Taking care of business in San Diego is all about the people. Hi, I'm Art Valenzuela, and I want you to meet the people who make business and jobs happen right here in our hometown. This is your invitation to listen to The Startup with me, Art Valenzuela, new here on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ, Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Find out more online at thestartupsocal.com or call 858-356-4144. The Startup, Saturdays at 7 p.m. on KPRZ.
Hey, this is Jeff Bramstead, former Navy SEAL and founder of LifeOfValor.com. If you're a man in San Diego, I'd like to invite you, your friends, and your sons to the Life of Valor Men's Conference. It's all happening Saturday, November 2nd at 9 a.m. at the Rock Church. I'll be hosting the conference with special guest speakers, pastors Miles McPherson, Sergio De La Mora, Leanne Mattesius, J.P. Jones, and comedian Brad Stein. Plus, we'll have musical performances by Israel Houghton and Cutlass. Tickets and more info available at LifeOfValor.com or visit us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Pastor Chuck with a word of encouragement for anyone whose life has been torn apart by drugs or alcohol. I know of a program that has brought hope and new life to over 10,000 individuals and their families who are suffering from addiction. That program is called Calvary Ranch. What a joy to see people's lives transformed through the power of the Holy Spirit and set free from the bondage of drugs and alcohol. Calvary Ranch is truly a place where people can recover and become all that God wants them to be.
Calvary Ranch, affordable, effective treatment for alcohol and drug addiction. To receive a free information packet from a caring counselor, call 800-404-2258. Calvary Ranch, where God does the healing. Call 800-404-2258. That's 800-404-2258.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monte Vista Village. Tracy, right now is a great time to check out Monte Vista Village, isn't it?
Hi, Kevin. It sure is. It's so extra exciting around here these days. Not only are we offering our new lower rate options that I've been talking about for the last few weeks, but our maintenance department is busy updating our apartments with new kitchens and showers, so it's really great. And Kevin, I encourage your listeners who have been thinking of senior living to come on over to Monte Vista Village and talk with our residents about how they went about their move. What made them finally decide to make the change? And how do they handle that real hurdle, which is getting rid of the stuff? And of course, another great question would be, are they happy they made the change? So don't stay at home tied down to your house. There's still a life to be lived. Give me a call. I'm at 619 619- 865-1331, and let's set up lunch with a resident.
You need to check out Monta Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
Not much media attention has been given to the reality of current-day slavery in Sudan. Slaves are physically and psychologically tortured. Christian slaves are forced to convert to Islam. While in bondage, slaves are prevented by force from hearing the good news of Jesus Christ. But for over a decade, Christian Solidarity International has been fighting slavery in Sudan one life at a time. For only $50, you can contribute to the liberation of one slave. $50 can set a slave free and help rebuild physically and spiritually broken lives. What would you pay to set any Christian brother or sister free from slavery? Join me, Heather Lloyd, in our effort to help free 150 slaves as a KPRZ family. Call 888-676-5700 to donate $50 and free a slave in Sudan. Your gift of $250 will help free 5 slaves. $500 will help free 10 slaves. Join KPRZ, Christian Solidarity International, and the Amazing Change Movement, and do something right now. Call 888-676-5700. Your financial gift is needed now. Call 888-676-5700.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Let's do a check of the weather. Oh, dude, come on. That weather is nice. Come on. That's nice. Right? I mean, do you see snow?
Okay. I don't see snow. I see no wind either, David.
I mean, there's no snow. Stop complaining. Okay, now on the flip side of that, just on the exact opposite side of that.
Traffic.
I'm looking at traffic. Are you kidding? Who was the engineer that came up with this stuff? That's all I want to know.
I think you should do sports, too.
Where, by the way, we'll get to that said, but where, by the way, is the hovercrafts?
That's what I want to know.
When
Very
I was a kid,
point.
They were promised by now. Where's my hovercraft?
I think they were supposed to be here like 2 years ago.
I remember George Jetson very well. And his boy.
Well, my boy Elroy.
His boy Elroy. Daughter Judy. Jane, his wife. Anyway.
Hey, what about Astro? Right. Astro?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's good. That's a very good one. That was a very good Astro.
I always do very good dog Scooby characters? People wow. impersonations.
Sports update for those that you don't want to hear it. Go like this. Blah, 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 blah. Dodgers 5. The other team 2.
In the bottom of the 7th, so yeah. We're looking good.
Yeah, 5-2. Notice I said other team.
I did.
That's nice.
The team that shall not be named.
Should not name that team. The team will not
just like the Tigers are playing some average minor league baseball team.
Yeah. But they're playing worse. That's the problem. All right, we got a DDD that we're going to do because I have this story about Oreos and cocaine. But we're doing
just
that.
Don't tell me the cream filling is laced with coke.
I'm going to talk about it.
I have to wait like everybody else.
Everybody else. In the meantime, I got this other story. This will be the most controversial DDD. Uh-oh. See, it's bad enough that I talked about self-gratification in the sexual area for people, and people are like, oh my gosh, he was talking about this. Like, yes, the Bible does talk about it. So what do you want me to do? I just talk about what's in the book. Here we go. Here we go again. Only we're not talking about that. Leviticus chapter 22, verse 21. Anytime you do a devotion in Leviticus, you're thinking, you're reading Leviticus for the, I think it's about the 38th or 39th time. And let me tell you, the thing on the molding, while you can get some pretty good teaching out of it, it doesn't change, even with the different translations. Leviticus chapter 22, 21. It's all wonderful. It's the word of God. If you feel like you think that it's all the exact same, you just read Leviticus 15 times over, and I'll read the book of Daniel. We'll see who's having more fun. Here's what it says, Leviticus chapter 22, verse 21. When a man offers a sacrifice of peace offerings to the Lord to fulfill a special vow or for a free will offering or the herd of the flock, it must be perfect. There shall be no defect in it. Uh-oh. Now watch this. Now watch where we're gonna move this. Watch where we move the goalposts on this one. Leviticus 22:21. When a man offers a sacrifice of peace offerings to the Lord, Okay, so you don't have to be a genius. A man is offering a sacrifice. A person's offering a sacrifice. Peace offerings to the Lord. Peace offerings between the person and God. Got it? To fulfill a special vow or for a free will offering or of the herd or of the flock. It must be perfect to be accepted. There shall be no defect in it. Now, if you did not hear me say that, you need to hear me say that. It must be perfect. When a person offers a sacrifice to the Lord, when they're fulfilling a vow or an offering, and it's from the herds or the flocks, when they're doing that process, and they're making a peace offering, and a peace offering, by the way, we're not talking we smoke them peace pipe. We're talking offering of peace between God and the person. The Lord requires that the peace offering between God and the person, it must be perfect. There should be no defect. Ready for this? You ready for the twist? You know there's always a twist, right? Like a lemon, right? Here's the twist. It must be perfect. Only Jesus is perfect. That's why only Jesus can be the offering that's offered up to the Father that brings a peace offering between us and the Father. Now, I know there's one particular person out there that's like going, ah, get over it. It's what it says. It has to be perfect. Only Jesus is described as perfect in the Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8 through 10, love never fails. But if there are gifts of prophecy, they will be done away. If there are tongues, they will cease. And if there is knowledge, it will be done away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, the partial will be done away with. Now, before everybody gets a bee in their bonnet, let's just cover 1 Corinthians 13, 8 through 10, and understand what's being said. Love never fails. Where there are gifts of prophecy, they're going to be done away with. Where there's tongues, they will cease. Now, listen, this is what people never connect. If there is knowledge, it will be done away with. For we know in part now, and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, the partial will be done away with. The majority of people who read the scripture understand the perfect is Jesus. At a minimum, if you interpret the perfect as perfection, it wouldn't be until his second coming. It wouldn't be to a second coming anyway, because this is all established after his first coming. If the word is perfection as opposed to perfect, which some translators believe it is, then perfection would not be into the new heavens and the new earth. So how long are we going to prophesy? How long will we speak in tongues? How long is that going to take place? How long is that going to go on? Until the perfect comes. Anybody that takes this passage, not other passages, this passage, and interprets the perfect as the Bible, has lost their minds. If you think this is the canon in scripture that took place in the fourth century, you've lost your mind. Perfection is only in the new heavens and the new earth. Even if you're a premillennial dispensationalist and you believe in the millennium kingdom, the rebellion at the end of the thousand years is not perfect. It's rebellion. It's sin. So if it's perfection, it's after that. It's the new heavens and the new earth. If it's the perfect, it's Jesus. And since Jesus already came once and he's coming again, it's not the first coming, because none of this was established till after his first coming. So before you get all be in the bonnety on me, at least use the passages the way they're intended. Okay? And the bottom line is Jesus is our perfect sacrifice. He brings peace between God and us. I mean, I know that people have read Romans 5:1. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Where is our peace with God? You know, one of the things that we all look for is peace of mind. Did you know, I don't know if you know this or not, a lot of people spend their entire lifetime looking for peace of mind. Let me just explain this to you real quickly. Why do you think people medicate? Why do you think people medicate? Why do you think people do drugs? Why do you think, what are they doing? They're escaping. It's not rocket science, people. People drink to escape. People do drugs to escape. People do have extramarital sex to escape. Why are they escaping? because they don't have peace of mind. They don't have peace reigning in their hearts. So they're looking for a substitute for peace. And so they'll fill it with extracurricular activities. That might be a nice way to say that. The bottom line is this. It's through Jesus Christ that we find our peace. It's through Jesus Christ that we find peace of mind. It's through Jesus Christ that we don't have to escape. Why? Because you can't run away from the fact that you were made by a creator and a part of you yearns to connect to that creator. And until you resolve that issue, there's no peace. With no peace, there's this void that you try and fill. It's only through Jesus, the Prince of Peace, that peace of mind can be truly achieved. Not transcendental meditation. It's being at rest in your inner being that you've made the connection and everything's right between you and your creator. That's where you find rest. That's why Noah, the word Noah, Noah being our own Noah, means rest and peace. That's what it means. That's why it means that. Isn't that cool? I mean, that's cool stuff. Jesus is our peace of mind. And through Jesus, we have rest in our mind so we don't need to escape. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, it's the story of Oreos and cocaine.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Save 50% on special purchases of quality carpet and flooring at Kohl's Fine Flooring. Find huge savings in every department and buy now, pay later with 12-month no-interest financing. Details at kohlsfineflooring.com or visit any of Kohl's 8 locations.
Here's today's market update with KPRZ financial editor, certified financial planner Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Good afternoon. Here's today's Wall Street Report. The U.S. Congress announced a deal to reopen the government and raise the borrowing limit. The Dow Jones average like that, up 205 points on the blue chip index to 15,373 today. The NASDAQ up 45 points to 3839 on the high techs, and the S&P up over 23 points at 1721. All three of the major indexes responding to the positive news out of Washington. I want to remind you, friends, if you don't have your own long-term investment and retirement plans in place, that's exactly the kind of work that I do for my clients each and every day. IRAs, rollovers, 401ks, and most importantly, inheritance and income planning. Call me for your private consultation with me. It's free. The number to call, 800-727-PLAN. That's the news for the day. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free consultation, 800-727-PLAN. Make sure to ask for my brand new book. It's called Retirement Rescue. Call me at 800-727-PLAN.
Coming to San Diego County, pastors and authors Matt Chandler and Tullian Chavijian with the Gospel Tour and Evening of Good News, October 17th at New Venture Christian Fellowship in Oceanside. Matt Chandler is one of the top five most downloaded pastors in America, author of Explicit Gospel, and his newest book, To Die Is Gain.
If the church was nothing but perfect people, then who would feel welcome there? No one.
Coral Ridge pastor Tullian Chavijian is grandson of evangelist Billy Graham and author of One Way Love.
If we're not attracting the same kinds of people Jesus attracted, then we're not preaching the same message that Jesus preached.
Worship with Integrity Music recording artist Ben Cantalone, 7 p.m. Thursday, October 17th at New Venture Christian Fellowship. General admission tickets are $20, or get your tickets, meet the authors, and get their newest books for just $30. Get tickets now online at kprz.com and go to station events or call KPRZ. As a listener, you know that E. coli termite and pest control is successful because they're so effective. Well, if you're looking for a successful career, E. coli wants to talk to you. They have an opening for a technician. You need a good driving record, a valid driver's license, and a good attitude. This is a full-time career with benefits. They provide the training. You bring the dedication. Be a part of the E. coli family. Log on to the E. coli website, termitelady.com. ecola.com or call 858-488-2847. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. Apply online at the Ecola website, termitelady.com, or call 858-488-2847. That's 858-488-2847.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ. Now, you can get the David Spoon Experience podcast 24/7. Every zany segment, every round of trivia, every off-the-wall joke, every super deep thought-provoking atheist maddening rant, every single show of the DSE. Go now to www.thejewishchristian.com. Listen, you're entering the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Man, I wish I was that good. That would be awesome. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, you can do so by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Good. You can also go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, or you can not go there and not like it and not make a comment. Follow me on Twitter at Spoon Experience because... Not smart. Okay. The good news for a robo producer, still 5-2, so that's good. Good to hear. They're in the bottom of the eighth, by the way, so they're doing pretty good. Here's the story of the day. Here's the story. Oreos are now considered more addictive than cocaine. Oreos are now considered, and they're trying to be classified, as more addictive than cocaine. A recent study released Wednesday by Connecticut College. What do you think they're doing up there at Connecticut College? You think they're eating Oreos with one side of their mouth and then doing lines on the other side of their face? They're doing something, because that's not making sense. The bold claim that Oreos are as addictive as cocaine. Guess how they determined this to be true. You ready? They tested it on some lab rats. So, wait, hold on. They had one group of rats, A, eat Oreos and watch the Washington Redskins. And then the other group of rats just sat around doing lines. And then they tested them and they all came out the same. They all died. They didn't say anything about the fact that they let the cat go in the laboratory. That's got nothing to do with anything. It's just that one side were eating Oreos and watching the Washington Redskins. Then the other side was snorting lines. And they let the cat in the lab.
David?
Yes.
That sounds like a very bad B movie.
That's I'm not sure that would qualify as a B. Do you think so?
I think the world's first C movie.
Yeah, the first C movie for sure. Last thing, and I will give this. This is one that I like, so nobody can get upset. I say positive stories about everybody and negative. I'm an equal opportunity offender. Barack Obama was asked what the coolest job perk was, being the president of the United States. I mean, it is the president of the United States. He does have job perks. He said this. He said, I think the coolest thing is that if somebody is interesting, who's doing anything, a scientist, a sports figure, a writer, anybody in the world, if I want to call them up and talk to them, they take my call. Okay? That is cool. Okay? But I want to say that's not the coolest thing about being the president. I would say three things. One, it's cooler to be the president because you can get tickets to anything, no matter what it is. Number two, I'd say it's cooler because you can get any food, anytime, from anywhere. But number three, and I think without a doubt, the coolest perk to being the president of the United States Zero traffic issues. Zero traffic issues. Wherever you go, there's a whole entourage that's taking you there, and you can go by plane, by helicopter. If you're if you're here at the KPRZ studios and then you wanted to go over to Carlsbad, you just get into your presidential helicopter and poof, off you go. I think that's really a great perk of the job. But you got to consider the president, he probably has some pretty good perks that go along with what he's doing. Very cool stuff. I think that's a very cool story. What do you think? I like that. Do you like my perk? The best perk?
No. I'm still stuck on the rats snorting lines and eating Oreos.
Okay.
I'm trying to visualize that in my head. It's weird.
You know, it's really funny when they do that, when they have them eating Oreos and they're watching the Washington Redskins, the television is only 2 inches by 2 inches. So they have these little couches and these little TVs, and then they all gather around and they put the Oreos and they cut them up so that they fit, so that they're like little cheese pieces that they would normally eat, but they're Oreo pieces. That's how
I didn't know you, I would almost think that you were telling the truth.
Yeah. Well, it's a story about cocaine and Oreos. What do you want? You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'll get a third hour here sometime in the future. Right here. Thank you for joining us at KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're going to take a 22-hour break. And then when we come back in 22 hours, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do this whole insane thing again. Why? Wait. Why not? I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should.